Most executives change jobs several times in their career journey, and statistics reveal 1 in 5 employees are searching for another position right now. But data emerging out of the Great Resignation are even more worrisome. 1 in 5 employees regret leaving their job, only 26% like their new job enough to stay, and 1 in 3 are already looking for a new job. If this represents you today, or if you're thinking about looking for a new job in the future, stay tuned. I'm conveying practical tips for your new job to turn into a winning career decision for you. Welcome to Thrive with Nancy. I'm so happy you joined us. This podcast is dedicated to executive women who want more from their careers, but not at the cost of twisting into knots. We all know that changing jobs bring excitement and hope, along with a whole bunch of confusion and uncertainty. I'll be offering 6 practical and easy to implement tips to dynamically solidify your career as you move into a new position. But before going there, let's look at several positive aspects that occur immediately when you move into another job. Your new boss believes you're qualified for the job and will be a success. That's why you were hired. You have a halo around your head. So relax a little. Also, as a new employee, you're given a grace period to learn and adjust to the new organization. Again, relax. If you're sharing this first day experience with someone else, lucky, lucky, lucky you. Why? Well, evidence indicates that management's expectations lessen when others start at the same time as you. Now that you're feeling a bit more relaxed, or at least I hope you are you ready to expand how you are perceived to improve your long-term chances of success with your new company through 6 winning first day new job tips? 1. It may sound shallow, but get over yourself. Your managers and peers need to see that you are part of the team and will be a problem solver in their organization. Establish positive perception as soon as possible, as initial impressions create what psychologists call quote-unquote selective perception. No surprise, people see what they want to see and hear what they want to hear to confirm what they already believe to be true. And you want them to be chatting with everyone about what a stellar addition you are to the organization. No kidding. 2, it's all in the eye of the beholder. The first impression people have is appearance. I know it sounds pretentious, but it isn't. What works in one culture may not in another. During the interview, note your potential coworker's attire. Are they conservative, casual, professional, or flamboyant, or something else in between? Is your style in sync, or do you require an adjustment that is in integrity with you and your style? A recent survey indicates that employees within a profession often think, speak, look, and act the same. Furthermore, members in a field recognize one another. You aren't viewed as an influential part of the team unless they determine you're one of them. Even with all the training on diversity, there remains a basic level of acceptability and attire counts. Don't forget that lasting impressions occur within the first 5 seconds of meeting someone. You know as well as I do, immediate impressions are crucial, particularly during your first few days at work. This period is when you lay down the cornerstone that sustains your career footing. 3, mark your territory. Organize your desk or office immediately by coming in early or staying late. This strategy offers you a twofold advantage. First, most people are favorably impressed when you coordinate an efficient work environment for yourself. Especially, hear this, especially when you don't do it during work hours. Is there anything more annoying than watching someone fiddle with their desk to get it to perfection on office hours? Second, you're creating a power base for yourself. You will feel more secure and in control when you stamped the terrain as your own. But please, if you're on track to be a leader, don't go wild. No more than 3 personal pictures or knickknacks. If you think this is too nitpicky, hang on to your hat with this statistic. Orderliness often is a key to professional growth. A survey indicated that 50 out of 52 executives, when asked, stated they would not promote a person with a messy desk or office, even if that person is doing well on the job. They felt an executive who could not get organized with their own desk or office might not be trustworthy at handling larger areas of responsibility. 3, people skills. How you interact with your peers influences management's perception of you. Take the initiative by introducing yourself to everyone. Circulate during your lunch hour and office breaks, making sure not to attach yourself to any one group. You want to be friendly with everyone, yet never a member of any particular clique, especially if there are political war camps in the organization. Leaders don't analyze rights or wrongs. They merely ascertain problems. And psychologists report that the single most critical failure resulting in job dismissal is the inability to get along with others. Straighten out any ill feelings developing between you and a coworker, or better yet, don't let them arise in the first place. 5, ask questions. Many companies designate a mentor or buddy to ease new employees into their culture. However, if your company doesn't have such a person, it's appropriate to ask your boss on your first day, "Who should I go to when I have questions about procedures and company policies, you or someone else?" A common cause of poor job performance is an employee's feel of requesting clarification too often. There is no such thing as a stupid question. Your boss wants you to become a productive member of the company as soon as possible. So question, question, and question. Then listen and read about your company and industry. Your goal is to grasp the total picture. Employees who only know the responsibility of their position, but nothing else, won't go very far. So keep your eyes open for someone outside of your immediate reporting structure to connect with enables a broader perspective regarding the whole organization. This overview offers you a leadership perspective way before you need to demonstrate that level of knowledge. Not to mention, you gain respect throughout the organization as you recognize the knowledge of others. 6, bad-mouthing, even when it's true, will hold you back. Don't speak negatively about your previous employer. Not only could you be burning bridges at your old company, but you very well may start a negative ripple effect at your new one. Allegiance and discretion and being a team player are valued attributes. Reflect them in all your dealings. And for goodness sake, don't compare. Your old company may have a process far superior to your new organization. Now isn't the time to highlight that. I promise, rarely does anything positive transpire from it. A new company are excited when you enter with the right attitude. It also can be highly stressful. The familiar old job often becomes a warm, fuzzy, fond memory, while the new job begins to feel like an unfriendly jungle with roaring lions tracking your every step, ready to attack. Time is essential when incorporating change. Give yourself a period to regain your balance before making an irreversible decision, one you may regret after absorbing all the benefits of this new organization. My rule of thumb to clients is Don't analyze the pros and cons until you've celebrated your 6-month anniversary. That's when it's time to make a solid decision to stay or to go. Please remember, ideas are good, action is better. What will you take on from this podcast to make sure you begin any new job successfully? What are you going to commit to initiating? What will you shift in how you relate to your new position, boss, peers, and companies? Now, create a plan of action and work on it. I'd appreciate it if you would pass on this podcast to friends and peers. My purpose in producing it is to facilitate every executive woman in finding her fulfilling, satisfying place in business. Do you want assistance in navigating your new landscape to achieve all you saw possible when you accepted the position? I'd be delighted for you to check out your Strategic Edge coaching program and all the extras you receive. Partner with me, an executive coach who has aided thousands of men and women in expanding their careers. I can do this for you too. Together, we explore opportunities to bring your possibilities into being for you. Check out www.thrivewithnancy.com/executive/. I'd be delighted to support you. Remember, no one ever makes it to the top or even arrives at their next destination alone. I'm thrilled you've listened to the Thrive with Nancy podcast. My intention is to offer quick tips designed for you to apply right away, ones that will boost your career immediately. I bet you're already considering ways to implement these new ideas. Perfect. Now, if you do me a favor, pass the podcast link on to those who will benefit, your friends and coworkers. Thanks so much.